This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. As the world surpasses 960,000 COVID-19 deaths and a new milestone of 31 million confirmed infections, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering a second national lockdown as an accelerating coronavirus outbreak threatened to destroy any shots of economic recovery and send millions back into isolation. The United Kingdom already has the biggest official COVID-19 death toll in Europe and the fifth largest in the world, while it's borrowing record amounts in an attempt to pump emergency money through the damaged economy. New COVID-19 cases are rising by at least 6,000 per day in Britain. That's the week-old data. Hospital admissions are doubling every night, every 8 days. Johnson is due to speak on it Tuesday. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Monday lifted all coronavirus restrictions across the country, except in a second wave hotspot, Auckland. As the number of new infections slowed to a trickle, some restrictions were also eased in Auckland to allow gatherings of up to 100 people. But the country's biggest city needed more time before all curbs could actually be lifted. New Zealand, a nation of about 5 million, appeared to have halted a community transmission of COVID-19 earlier in the year, but a fresh outbreak in Auckland in August prompted the government to place the city back in lockdown. The political battle in the United States is being quickly joined over replacing the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. Almost immediately after her death was announced, Republicans and Democrats were staking their positions on what happens next and collecting lots of campaign donations for the struggle ahead. U.S. President Trump says that he'll put forward a nominee this week and push the Senate to move fast on his choice. Democrats and some Republicans say this shouldn't happen before the election. This is VOA News.